The next question that I have before me here is quite an interesting one. It simply says, is it possible to be converted and not know it? Well, I know Sister White says that with some people the change is gradual and they can't put their finger back on the exact point when this thing happens. With others, of course, it's more dramatic, as in the case of Paul, in the case of William Miller, in the case of Sister White herself, in the case of Wesley, and of course in my own experience. I can go right back, and while I can't remember the exact day, I think it was a Wednesday, but I can't tell you the exact date or even the precise year now. I never kept a record of it. The same as some men forget their wedding date. To their wife's dismay when the anniversary comes around. But I certainly do remember the specific experience and the very day when that real conversion experience came. Now, strictly speaking, if you have a clear understanding and your mind is not in any way confused as to what real conversion is, now I think that although you mightn't be able to pinpoint the day, the fact that you can recognize that God has definitely taken away that old nature and disposition and given you a new disposition gives to you a very, very clear-cut and plain witness of the fact that you have been born again. And I honestly can't see if a person has been truly converted how they would not know it, provided that they understood what conversion really amounts to. Now, they must understand what is taken away in conversion and what remains. And this is the problem, no doubt, the questioner is raising here. This questioner, no doubt, and I don't know who wrote it, I never know, it doesn't matter either, but the questioner possibly, and I think quite probably, can look into their experience and say, yes, God has taken away this and this and this and this, but at the same time, this habit remains and that problem is still with me, and that being so, well, I really doubt my conversion experience. I doubt it very much. But as we've explained from the Word of God in the last couple of days, the remaining of those habits, which are of the flesh and not of the carnal nature, do not indicate for one moment that you are not converted. By no means. And you're going to find as you go on through life that those things will be dealt with one by one and cleared up in our lives as we go along. Now, somewhere here in Steps to Christ, I've just forgotten where it is now, Sister White says some doubt their conversion because of these things. But we're not to let that... I don't just recall where it is. Pardon? 64, is it? Yeah. Thank you very much. There are those who have known the pardoning love of Christ and who really desire to be children of God, yet they realize that their character is imperfect, their life faulty, and they are ready to doubt whether their hearts have been renewed by the Holy Spirit. And before we go too far, once again we have this word character here which could be a problem to you. And I've come to recognize the fact that your character is made up basically of the carnal nature when you have an evil character, but not that alone. Your character is also made up of habits. Habits form character, Sister White said. True? So therefore, while you now have a divine character of a holy disposition in your life, yet there is still a part of you which is faulty, which is sinful, and that of course is the made up of the habits and that part of your character, and that part of your character you see is imperfect. You see your life, your human life is faulty, and this causes you to doubt whether you have been renewed by the Holy Spirit. To such I would say, do not draw back in despair. We shall often have to bow down and weep at the feet of Jesus because of our shortcomings and mistakes, but we are not to be discouraged. Even if we are overcome by the enemy, we are not cast off, not forsaken, and rejected of God. And didn't I say to you the other day that even though you have these habits and you don't get the full victory over them, yet you don't go back to being a child of Satan. You are simply and only a dull student in the school of Christ. And isn't this what this says? Even if we are overcome by the enemy, we are not cast off, not forsaken and rejected of Christ. No, Christ is at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Said the beloved John, these things write I unto you, that you sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. And do not forget the words of Christ, the Father himself loveth you. He desires to restore you to himself, to see his own purity and holiness reflected in you. And if you will but yield yourself to him, he that hath begun a good work in you will carry it forward to the day of Jesus Christ. Pray more fervently, believe more fully, as we come to distrust our own power, let us trust the power of our Redeemer, and we shall praise him who is the health of our countenance. Page 64, In Steps to Christ. Now this should be a great relief, indeed, to faulty and imperfect humanity. But let it not be something which will cause you to relax in the battle against those habits. Because there is still no excuse for sin, and you do not need to continue in those evil habits. You can and must give them up. And if we don't give them up, you'll find that they will take you down and down and down till they destroy you. Remember that one cherished sin, one unrelinquished habit, is something which will prove your ruin in the end unless you prove its ruin. Either it must be ruined or you will be ruined. So we have hard, stern battles to fight with self as we go along the way. Well, I think this should answer the questioner's question, is it possible to be converted and not know it? And I imagine, I may be incorrect there, that this person is one who has known the pardoning love of Christ, but who is quite conscious, acutely aware of the faultiness of our humanity, of the character of our humanity, of our lives, and you're ready to doubt whether your hearts have been renewed by the Holy Spirit. Now, if that doesn't answer the question for anybody in the audience, be it the questioner or otherwise, then don't be afraid to speak up and ask more on it.